This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday, December 5th, 2022. How's it going?
It is. It's all right. How you, man?
Good.
That's good. I'm glad.
Good.
Good, yeah.
Real good.
Real good.
It's chilly.
A little bit. Pretty chilly.
Chilly weather.
Trying to think of how I'm going to say this without giving too much away.
Okay.
Christmas parades suck.
Oh, man. I'm sure they're good, like, if your kid's in them or something.
Well.
Like marching and stuff. Marching.
I don't want to give too many clues, but I went to one over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, man. It's the first one I'd been to in a while.
Uh-huh.
And, boy. I mean, to the point where, like, my kid says, like, what are the history of parades? Like, why did they start?
Yeah.
And I said, Macy's Department Store. No, I was like, oh, it's just a way to kind of have a big, and, you know, she's an adult now, I can say this. Like, yeah. It's just a way to have a big old circle jerk there in town.
Yeah.
Show off your business. Show a little creativity.
Yeah. See Santa.
With the floats.
With the floats, yeah.
Yeah. And, but, so part of it, I think, is where we were at in the parade route.
Uh-huh.
It was toward the end. And that's where all the marching bands and stuff just march.
Yeah.
They don't perform for you.
Oh, yeah. They just march through.
Like, it's, if it's not a major intersection.
Uh-huh.
Or the webcam,
yeah,
isn't set up, they're not playing, they're just marching.
Yes.
Except for the drum guys, I celebrate you this morning. Back there doing your bump, bump,
mm-hmm,
bump. Y'all got to play the whole damn time.
The whole time.
Even the what do you call it? The baton thrower? What is that? A batonist?
I guess. No, it's the drum major.
Is that it? No, that's the one who just does the big baton.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the other ones. I don't know.
It's a baton thrower, I believe, to be technical. And they were even throwing, but the other people, the horn players and, you know.
Yeah, they're called baton twirlers.
Baton twirlers.
Yeah, it's accurate.
That has never progressed at all, has it?
Uh-uh.
And even the guy who's got the, like, it's a papoose of drums.
Yeah.
Papoose.
You know, it's like a reverse backpack, but it's a whole drum kit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Think about walking that route. I need to get closer to the microphone. Walking that route, I mean, your back is good and straight, but you're walking, like, boobs first, like this, and then you're just doing the... Bonk.
Gotta have some posture.
Bonk. Bonk. Like, break it down.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it. But
yeah,
they already did further down the road. That was problematic.
People love parades, man. I got stuck in one with the traffic this weekend.
That's bad.
That's 50% of the battle.
Did you wind up in a parade?
No. I mean, years and years ago we did.
Yeah. There's somebody else who wound up in a parade in a local town. We tried to drive through town, wound up in the parade, just in their car, driving through.
It was a movie.
No, it was somebody.
It
was one of the local towns, either Malden or Greer. They wound up in that parade.
Yeah, my grandpa did it years ago. His old beat up Toyota truck. It was yellow.
Yeah.
I guess you should start waving at people. Hey.
It's all my friends. Like, why are you in the parade?
Well, a lot of them, too, is, and it was you know, they're very strict. Most parades are on the kind of stuff you can.
Oh yeah.
You know, they want to see your outline of what you're going to make a float of and all this.
Yeah.
And man, there were some that just drove their regular company trucks through there. Yeah. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah.
They wasn't even wearing a Santa Claus hat. And I'll tell you this: this is a sign of the times. I have notes here. A sign of the times. The whole parade, one Jesus impersonator, like 50 Grinches. Oh, yeah. What does that tell you? Yeah.
This is a season for Dr. Seuss.
No, I think what it is Jesus would be cold because he's just wearing the, you know.
You're right.
I don't even know what it would be called.
Uh-huh.
The Shroud of Turin.
No, he never wore that. It was just, you know. Like a toga, essentially, I guess, for lack of a better term.
I can tell you, it's currently, always Pennsylvania. Never mind.
And you know, that was on a church-related float, but all the other ones were the Grinch. And kids were crying.
In Bethlehem, it's currently 64 degrees. It's going to be warmer.
What?
Yeah.
My God. Well, that's since the Carrington effect, though.
Mm-hmm.
What C-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N effect?
Yeah. Like Rodney.
A zillion. Rodney Carrington effect. Yeah, a zillion tweets. But go ahead and make it easy.
Yeah, as usual, they average 57.2 degrees.
But them desert winds, though, man.
45 at night.
Jeez.
Sounds like Kmart cologne.
In December, that is.
Try the desert winds by Kmart.
You know, locally, it used to be a nice production. You turn on local TV and they had aerial cameras.
Arnie, I'm on TV.
But you're watching it. That's what I was going to say. Anymore. You watch it on TV. This particular place had a moving drone camera. I'm near the tail end. That's problematic because people have kind of given up and don't really, you know, they see the end. And the kids singing floats were great because they, you know, they're not in harmony and it sounds awesome.
And when you say float, you mean the trailer they used for a hayride last month.
Yes, because you can see the hay coming off of the bottom of it. Pretty bless you. I feel one's coming. and the car clubs and stuff were awesome, too. Yeah. There was one car like yours in it, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah? It wasn't loud as mine.
Man, I don't know. To the point where a police officer came over and told him to quit hitting it so loud because it was, he wasn't thinking about the exhaust going right in the faces of the kids sitting on the curb.
Well, you know.
I mean, literally, like, wow, and then these kids were like,
choking on it.
Freaking Shriners are still awesome. I mean, they wasn't in tiny cars going around wacky and stuff, but
they weren't riding commodes either.
No, they were riding. I can't say too much because I talked crap a little bit. It's generally all parades. If you've been in one, you know the structure of it. They were riding a rocket.
That's cool.
These Shriners were.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah, we don't parade here like our friends in New Orleans do. They know how to parade.
Oh, yeah.
We don't parade that good.
Yeah, but the like, for real, text in 72341. Yeah. Do you... Because most of the folks we've talked to don't live in, like, New Orleans proper, like downtown New Orleans. I can't imagine what rent would be, but you likely despise the parade.
All the local parades I've ever been to kind of seem like they're produced by a Baptist church. That's just the vibe of it to me. And I mean, I'm not saying anything that's necessarily bad. It's just how it feels to me.
Yeah. It was... getting out, the fat boy was talking about the traffic. I thought that I landed the perfect parking spot. Like, there's no one here because I met them over there. I was like, there's no one parking here. And that was why that's where the parade ended.
Oh, Lord, that's great.
Yeah. So if I wasn't dodging, by the way, apparently it's a big thing now to buy old fire trucks and wrap them with your company name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, my husband would have loved that.
15 fire trucks and all these different company names.
You could buy one.
And I see one, baby.
We got a buddy. We know a guy.
We know a guy.
Chris always wanted one, and I said, well, where are you going to park it?
Put it in parade.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm between all of that, all the people meeting their children to get them off the float.
Yep.
And then trying to turn left onto, I'm not going to say what road it was, Wade Hampton Boulevard. And it was, it's so weird. We're there celebrating Jesus and many of them taking his name in vain on the way out the door.
Well,
It was joyous during, but the after, good gracious.
I went to an event downtown, and they had their parade. So I had to work around that as far as the park somewhere.
You're downtown?
And pay $10. It may be maybe the town we're in now.
Oh, okay.
It was a Greenville Christmas parade. It was so much traffic.
Yeah.
So many people.
Does Clemson have one?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You going?
Nah, I don't
know. Oh, come on. You going to go. Fat Boy's going to be there.
It's extra hard to find parking at that one.
Really?
I bet it is.
I bet Jerry McClement's car is going to be in it.
Mm-hmm. You ride a bus to it, you'll be in it.
I bet you would.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Be on the cat bus?
There's only one major route to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's a lot of traffic, for sure.
Yep. Man, there's too many people now for parades. It really is. It's too and then now that, like, you know, urban sprawl, and now, like, you know, all those old vacated homes that you used to park in their driveways, they're now young hipster couples who have refurbed them.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Hey, park in my yard.
You can't park in my yard. And don't blow leaves out on the road.
It's in, like, local high school when the couple houses on that road make some money on Friday nights in the fall.
Oh, as they should. Well, it's just like in at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
All those people would charge people to park in front of their houses. We did, actually, didn't we? Because you had to have the Mercedes to park in their parking lot.
They had one, yeah. It's kind of like the Braves used to have the Lexus lot outside of Turner Field.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got that
That's
now.
That's like vehicle segregation, kind of.
Yeah.
Lexus's they
built,
only.
They built a new stadium with far less parking, which is, you know, than they didn't have any before.
You people with your Chevys and your Hondas and your Toyotas, you go park down there and...
God, you have to pay like you're going to a game. You're like, I just want to get a Wahlburger, man, and go home.
I'm telling you, man.
I ain't watching the Braves today.
It was nice, though. I did not see Santa Claus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we would have had to wait to the whole thing. And plus, he's probably already... At that point, if he's like the other participants, he's probably like... pulls out a cigarette and starts smoking.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, it's over. Forever. And then with no music, you just have people who are just saying, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. How many times are the parade viewees going to keep saying it?
Yeah.
Did you see any Zumba classes in the parade? That used to be a thing.
The way I was standing, I couldn't, if they had a front banner, like two people holding it, walking, I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they were Boy Scouts and I could just tell by their uniforms.
It's usually jazzercise or karate demonstrations.
Yeah.
A lot of car clubs and I don't want to even say it's a brand name of a workout thing.
Oh, okay.
They were there
doing
their thing.
Various skews of dance.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All day skews.
That's the mess.
Schools of dance.
At least they throw out candy.
We spell it with an S, so you know we're really French.
Mm-hmm.
Dance.
Dance. It's dance.
Well, my sister went to Le Chateau des Dons.
Les Dons. It's Miss Donna's school of dance, throwing out candy.
hell. It's 20 days, though, till Christmas, which is really 17 if you're buying on Amazon.
Yeah.
Better get going.
Better get it up. And going, you know what I mean. It was fun though. It was a nice time.
You just had thoughts about it.
It was the boys' going to. First Christmas parade.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it was.
Did your mom go?
Dang it!
Yeah. She maybe didn't want to go to the parade.
No.
Film it for me.
I understand that.
That's in her clips. That's in her clips of the. Septic truck driving by. Literally, it was a septic tank truck driving in it. The guy driving the truck had on a Santa Claus hat.
That guy on top of it peeing into it?
No, nothing. Yeah. I thought, like, you could do the Christmas poo. You could do all kind of stuff with it. It was just the guy driving it. It's like, I ain't got time for this ass. You know? Well, you didn't pay to, though, buddy.
That's what it says on his truck.
Septic. That's what I meant.
Septic, you know.
Facebook Live it for me, babe.
Alexa. You talk about searching people's search histories or finding them. Man, I'd love to find some kind of transcript of things my mom has asked Alexa.
I like when you say,
"Oh, that's a great idea."
When she first got it, she said, "Alicia, remind me to take my medicine."
Well, that's the way she is with names.
Leisha, come here, Leisha.
That's the way she is with names. She's like her son, has to find weird names to remember, weird ways to remember names.
Alaska.
Oh, it was all of them. Leash. Leisha's. Or sometimes she won't enunciate Alexis. Yeah. Just Lex. Lex. Nang.
Lex. Lex.
Of course, the other day I was screaming at my, because I set a phone alarm and a Lex alarm.
Oh, uh-huh. No.
And I was screaming at Alexa to stop, and it was my phone.
Yeah.
Siri, stop. Lex, stop. Y'all quit arguing. Man, they're trying to sleep.
There used to be a girl on the local news. She don't work there anymore, but she has such an accent where she'd say, Siri. That's uh-huh. What she'd say it, and then it would work.
Sorry.
Sorry?
Hey, sorry.
Oh, it would come on because of that?
Yeah, like that's
it. Not work in here for anybody. Uh-uh. Like nobody's phone did the little thing.
Good text. No, we are not in Christmas parades. I think it would be fun, but I would want the float to just drive me home after. I don't want to get stuck in all the rigmarole.
Yeah.
Boy, that was one of my grandma's favorite words.
Rigmarole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get stuck in all the rigmarole.
That's a great word, man.
I don't know how to spell it. I have no clue. Rigmarole.
Do they even offer anymore? I don't know if we have a float, the company. Used to.
You know, what was the float when we had one? I don't didn't we just borrow a flatbed?
Yeah, they had to find somebody that had a trailer. Somebody yeah.
Oh, the one where we put the recliners on there. That was fun. Uh-huh. We put recliners on there. We had to sit on recliners and read Christmas stories to P1s who were all secretly drinking between their legs. Yeah, I watched a woman yesterday. The husband was getting the kid out of the car, putting him in the car seat, and she's sitting there like free pouring the hell out of wine into her tumbler. I was like, that's how you put up with them.
My barefoot going.
If there's one place you shouldn't drink, that's one. But
I got some vintage cul-de-sac here. It's going to be real good.
Oh, God.
All right, so we got a bunch to do today. I'm going to say first and foremost, but just off top of mind, we'll recap our picks. Pigskin picks, week 13.
Oh, yeah. Somebody had a good week. And they really separated themselves.
Ooh. Yeah.
Somebody only won two games.
Oh, no.
God.
That's a rough week.
Oh, man. That is really bad.
What the hell happened in football?
So we'll talk about that. Also, we got a bunch of really, really, really good emails. A lot of good stuff that I'm like, yeah, you know what? I've never thought about that, and I'm on the damn show.
Yeah.
So we'll get to those, theriseguys@AOL.com, and certainly find out how much money Paige spent on sex toys on Friday night. But before all that, feel free to, I've said the text number. I'll say it again, 72341. That's your TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard message and data rates apply.
And you can check us out on social media, too.
Yeah,
please.
You can. Text social with that number, 72341. Get a link to all our stuff.
Go in and like them all, because mm-hmm. we'll be going live at 7:30
yep.
Eastern, 6:30 Central. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, a Georgia man was offended that he didn't make the top 10 of most wanted violent offenders in Georgia. I'll find out what the cops did next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Put him on it.
Well,
make him happy.
Maybe.
All right, we'll get to that and more next. Good morning, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Guys, P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the Saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and we begin with this. The guy wasn't happy that he didn't make the top 10. He complained to the cops when he didn't make their most wanted list. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame, I guess. So last week, the Sheriff's Department in Rockdale County, Georgia. Do you know where that is?
No, but I bet it doesn't live up to its name.
Probably not. Is it where Rock Mount is? For Rock Mart?
I mean? Rockdale sounds fun.
Riverdale sounds better.
Yeah, it does.
It's Jeremy Clement's head.
Well, that's where Conyers, Georgia is.
It's just east of Atlanta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Archie! Well, you grew up to be Archie Bunker.
Mm-hmm.
So the Sheriff's Department, they decided to post their list of the 10 most wanted criminals they've been trying to track down. And for some reason, this guy wasn't happy about it. He wasn't on the list. And he decided to send them a message. How about me?
He wanted to meet John Walsh, didn't he?
I guess so. His name is Christopher Spaulding.
Christopher.
Not the captain, but, you know, his name was Christopher.
That guy knows a thing about balls.
This is great.
And it turned out balls. That he was wanted on two, not one, but two parole violations. And he didn't make the list because the charges weren't that serious.
Well, damn.
Damn.
I wonder what kind of felony probation violations aren't that serious. Then again, they probably got, you know, like people who just committed crimes and haven't been punished for them at all yet or apprehended at all.
Well, also, do we, you know, it's that thing where, like, in certain, what do we know what he did for a living? Let me ask that before. Do we have a?
You know, it's kind of vague.
Did he have a nickname on the internet or anything?
But all we know is the deputies. They were saying that the most wanted list is based on severity of charges. You know, violent crimes like murder, rape, aggravated assault, and more. So he wasn't among them.
Oh. Yeah, because, I mean, used to get you like street cred or whatever, or a Netflix documentary in the future. That's where they got to stop. I'm starting to think Netflix is literally just trying to dumb down the world.
Well, they're trying to produce the cheapest stuff possible. They don't cost much to do documentaries or reality shows. I mean, really, that's why there's documentaries about every stupid thing now. Some documentaries are great. Most of them suck because it costs nothing to produce compared to other stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay anybody except a little crew.
You don't have to be an experienced filmmaker to make a documentary.
Yeah, anybody can really do it. Anybody like basic grass can do it. That's why everybody on YouTube makes it.
Yeah. Well, so the sheriff's office, they replied to this guy's comment, Mr. Spaulding, by saying, "You are correct. You have two warrants. We are on our way." So they posted a shot of him in custody on Thursday and thanked him for assisting in his own arrest. Well done.
Huh.
Citizen's arrest. Did it to himself.
Maybe that he's been trying to court some dime piece. And she's like, "Oh yeah, you want me that bad? Then let's see how bad you want me."
Yep.
I want you to be most wanted in this town.
Won't you send me this? We'll knock these boots.
All right, baby, watch the news at 11.
You don't want me? Well, Georgia does, and they didn't make the list, so Georgia didn't even want him. Sad.
No.
He was clearly ready for the championship game, but when he got arrested, he's wearing his Bulldogs hoodie, his Bulldogs toboggan hat, winter hat.
Toboggan?
Yeah. Dogs. He used to be called toboggan. What's it called now?
Well,
a knit hat.
It's that's a Canada. It's a beanie, but if it's got the ball on top, it's a toboggan. Yeah. The way I understand it, but I don't like the balls on top.
You like them on the bottom? Or on
I
the
like
ears?
The balls.
Okay.
On the hat.
I think they're cute though. Kind of has that winter flair.
But his was a toboggan thing. It had a big ball on top.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Don.
After 30 years of this tradition, it comes to an end. Axl Rose won't throw his microphone to anyone after wounding a fan.
Oh, somebody can't catch.
Well, she says that she was warning people around her that he always does this thing when he sings Paradise City, but apparently she wasn't paying any attention.
It must be the part he can't hit anymore.
It must be.
It's the way they do, you know, older bands. That's when they put the mic out to the crowd.
Yeah.
We can't get this high pitch anymore.
Well, so if someone always has to come along and ruin a good thing for, you know, 30 years they've been throwing the mic into the crowd during this time. So during a recent show in Adelaide, Australia, some woman had to go and get hit in the face by it and ended up with two black eyes, a bruised nose, and now no more microphones out into the audience for us. So on Friday night, Axel felt bad. He didn't mean to, you know, hit the lady in the face and possibly.
How bad did he feel?
How bad? Well, she says she's not going to sue, but she was hurt. Like I said, she has facial injuries, two black eyes and a bruised nose. So on Friday night, Axel tweeted, quote, "We don't want anyone getting hurt or somehow in any way hurt anyone at any of our shows anywhere. So having tossed the mic at the end of the show for over 30 years, we always felt it was a known part of the very end of our performance that fans wanted to and were aware that they had the opportunity to catch the mic. But regardless, they're not going to do it anymore."
Anybody ever grab it and just rip a big fart into it or start saying a bunch of, "Stop oil! Stop drilling oil!"
So what happened?
Usually that's the person on stage.
This woman was pinged in the face and another fan grabbed the mic.
Bing! Well, it's kind of like if you get hit in the face by the foul ball, somebody else will run off with it.
That's right. So regardless, in the interest of public safety, from now on, we'll refrain from tossing the mic or anything to the fans during our performances.
Hmm.
She didn't get her face in the way. Everything would have been fine.
Buckethead's not in the band anymore, is he?
Oh, no.
Oh. I was going to say, could toss it in the Buckethead's bucket.
I don't know what Buckethead does now. I haven't heard about Buckethead in years.
That was just the Chinese democracy thing with Buckethead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now they're all back together again.
Oh, I knew they were, but I didn't know if he was still like an ancillary member. Sorry, Bucket.
I don't know.
Buckethead. Maybe he's the new colonel.
Yeah.
It's Buckethead.
Oh, let's see. Buckethead released 10 albums in 2020, 9 in 2021, and 118 in 2015.
Solo albums,
yeah.
I didn't realize he was 6'6".
Yeah.
He's tall.
Well, the bucket makes him 6'9".
Yeah. He's
lanky. I'm reading, like, Buckethead on Wikipedia, 2016 to present, ends at 2019. He hadn't done anything, I guess, in 3 years.
Wow.
He was really been afraid of COVID.
Well, did you know that some diehard fans still get Netflix DVDs in the mail? That's a thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that the people who really like Blu-ray? Really optimal quality, you think?
I still see people standing in the little booth at CVS getting red boxes.
Yeah.
I know people that just don't want to pay for the subscription prices, and they'd rather just rent something if they wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people just probably don't watch much. It saves them a lot of money. Pay a couple bucks here and there and rent a movie.
So there could be about 1.5 million subscribers to this Netflix DVD thing. And so it's going to come to an end. Okay, so this, they were getting the mail service since this one lady since 05, and she said that she really was excited about getting it in the mail instead of just bills. She would get her Netflix DVD, something to look forward to. And she lives in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
And so.
I still like my DVDs.
Some people love it.
I want a Blu-ray player.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I know it's exciting when you get something else than a bill in the mail.
Yes.
Maybe like a catalog or something.
There's some absolute junk you just have somebody else's trash to deal with. Yes, I love that. It's either bills or somebody else's garbage.
Oh, I was talking to Fat Boy about this. There's a company in near where I live that they will open your mailbox and put their stuff in there. It's not through the mail.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's illegal as hell.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to do that.
Do you have a sign that says no soliciting?
You ain't supposed to open mailboxes.
It's a mailbox.
Yeah.
Do you have the thing up under it?
You ain't supposed to open mailbox.
Well,
you ain't supposed to put stuff in mailbox.
People open it, but you can't damage it.
Yeah.
It's crime when you damage
it. I don't think you're supposed to deliver stuff like the post office does.
Well, you're wrong.
Because
I've done it a lot.
He's got you right now.
I'm going to cut his keyboard off.
I mean, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Cut his access off to .gov websites.
Let's see.
In the United
States, it's 1870 because it's against the federal law to put anything in a mailbox on which no postage has been paid.
It just, to me, is like, man, you're kind of showing that you're half-assed of a business. Fully wanting to go in on the Presort Plus or whatever.
An individual can be fined up to $5,000, an organization up to $10,000.
Dang, see?
That's how I feel.
Sad news about these people that are getting the DVDs and they look forward to it. It may come to an end real soon, according to the CEO of Netflix. They're suggesting that the by mail service might close around 2023.
Yeah. You're not supposed to put stuff under the flag on a mailbox either. You're not supposed to put it anywhere on a mailbox ever.
But it says nothing about pooping in a bag and lighting it on fire.
On the porch, not the mailbox.
Just in,
on if the you porch. Put it in the mailbox, it's a federal crime.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If you go on the porch, that's...
What if you rolled somebody's mailbox?
No, major crime? Unless you have paid postage on that toilet paper, then no.
Where is our freedom, I ask?
It's gone.
Stay away from the mailbox, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. Fat Boy, big weekend of sports?
Oh, it's huge. There's so much to catch up on. Talk about UFC.
Yeah.
Orlando. Talk about the bowl games. We know where teams are going bowling.
Going bowling. No, they're not going bowling. They're going to play football.
Deion Sanders took another job.
He did.
All kinds of stuff.
I wonder if he'll keep that one long enough to start the season, if he'll be somewhere else by the time the season starts. Because I kind of think he might be.
Oh, Neon. Prime. Coach Prime.
So he was basically, is this kind of playing into the audio you played the other day, Fat Boy? Of him kind of.
Yeah, but he didn't announce it until after they won their game Saturday. Yeah,
everybody kind of saw it coming.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Pretty okay. much.
All right, we'll get into Rise Guys Sports Report with Fat Boy right after this here. Good morning, everybody.
Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Man, can you believe that college football is essentially over?
Well, only when I see that we're going to be reviewing Week 14 picks.
Yeah.
That's the way I keep up with it. Well, 13.
You still got, what, Army-Navy game this coming weekend?
Mm-hmm.
She's around my birthday.
Yep, got that coming up. You know, speaking of picks, we didn't pick the Saints because they play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Saints and Bucks, 8-15. That division's wide open. Somebody's going to have to win it. Which makes it an intriguing matchup also. The Manning cast is back.
Intriguing.
Yep.
That's nice.
Because that division winner is probably going to have a losing record. And they get a playoff spot. It's crazy how that worked, don't it?
Yeah.
Today, evidently, December the 5th is a huge day for the transfer portal. That's when everybody goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Including Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei.
Yeah.
He will enter the portal.
Yeah.
Expected to.
I guess they got to the – well, maybe they need to change the scenery part of this.
That's what it said in the story, actually.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It said that he's going to have 3 years of eligibility wherever he goes.
Wow.
So if you graduate, you can go somewhere and play right away. So he's going to graduate here soon, a week or two.
Hell, so I know.
He'll be gone.
He'll be gone.
A lot of people I saw were not unhappy about it.
Yeah, it was like, seemed like just a mixed reaction when people were tweeting that Big Dave is dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think overall people are ready for old Cade to take over.
They seem to be.
They got old Vizinha coming in. He'll be pretty good.
Did you say the same about DJ?
Why, I mean, yeah.
I'm messing, man.
Well, quit messing! They're going to Orange Bowl. Guess who they're going to play?
Who?
Tennessee.
Oh, man.
And I don't want to say this, but I'll throw it out there because I've seen humpteen people re-Facebook it or whatever. Everybody's calling it the Lost South Carolina Bowl.
It's the really Orange Bowl this year. It's the two shades of Orange Bowl.
Everybody is tweeting it, Instagramming it, Facebooking it.
TikToking it.
Whoever said it first.
Truth in it.
It's funny for a few minutes, but if you know somebody made the joke already, do you make it anyway?
Oh, yeah.
You got to repeat it.
Don't ask Carlos Mencia that.
Ned. I can't hate on Ned. He's been nice every time.
He's very nice.
Hell, nice guy, nice. We all agree on that. Not much else.
Alabama will play Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl.
Oh.
Would have liked to send Alabama get in instead of TCU, but whatever. So you're going to have TCU playing Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia and Ohio State. I mean, it's
me.
Georgia's going to beat the hell out of everybody.
It seems likely.
Just give them the ring, right?
No, let them play and see what happens.
Give it no curb.
Maybe TCU will catch fire, Fat Boy. You never know.
God, look, you might be right. Here's a matchup I don't think has ever happened before. Not that I know of. Coming up in the Gator Bowl, Notre Dame versus South Carolina.
I thought they played once before.
That'd have been.
But I think the reference was Lou Holtz is playing against his former team. But I could be wrong with that. Maybe there was a chance they were going to or something.
That could be.
I know you dominated the Carquest Bowl before Ohio State got good.
That was the Outback Bowl, wasn't it? They beat Ohio State a couple times in the Outback Bowl.
I think they beat Michigan, right? Beat them twice in Carquest Bowl, Ohio State. So, I mean, this could be a pretty good matchup, I think.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch that one. That's the same day as Clemson plays the Orange Bowl.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Friday the 30th.
Is there time differential good on that?
Gamecocks play in the afternoon. Clemson plays at night.
Okay.
So you can watch them both. That's what I'm finna do. Yeah, I'm going to check them both out. Also, LSU, they're going bowling. And who are they going to play? They're going to the Citrus Bowl to play Purdue.
What? Oh, man, they ought to handle that.
Should.
They ought to handle the hell out of that.
I hope so.
If they care, they'll handle the hell out of that.
Freaking Purdue, man. The fact that Ohio State and Michigan should be in separate divisions.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, what the hell? Purdue? I mean, they played Michigan tough for a half, but they ended up Purdueing.
Yeah.
Sucking.
Purdueing.
Well, Purdue you. Wait a
minute. UFC Orlando. I watched it after football. Steven didn't fight till 1 o'clock. I watched the clock. It was 1 a.m. when his fight started.
Yeah, it was.
And it's probably the fight of his career, I would think. It was really, really good.
Might be the fight of the year.
They were saying that, but, like, is that an official award?
Yeah, some places, yeah, they do have a fight of the year, I think, like an official one.
Well, they had to stop the fight when Holland, I guess he broke his hand, his right hand.
Yeah, he broke his hand. He was getting his ass kicked, man. Mm-hmm.
It was weird, man, because they were like buddies during the fight talking to each other.
And Steven, like, at one point goes over to – I saw pictures. I didn't watch it. It was like, looked like he was helping him up afterwards.
Yeah, they do,
man,
that.
Quit being so nice.
Yeah.
Your head split open.
You know what was cool?
You look like Frankenstein kind of right now.
Here, they didn't really want to go to the ground.
Yeah, they agreed not to wrestle.
Watching grappling sucks. I hate it, man.
Grappling.
Well, yeah, when they did go down in the first, Holland could have had top position, but he got back up and said, no wrestling.
Yep. I love the way he did it, man, doing it that way.
Yeah.
At least with wrestling, it was a work. Somebody's going to get up at some point.
Did Jack Black really show up?
No. Lying ass blank.
Well, it wasn't a children's television event, so he's not allowed. Oh,
Jack Black is sucking egg. How about that? And his fat, bald buddy from his band, too. Those
KG.
Talking about Kevin from The Office?
Kyle.
Oh, Dos Anjos. I think he became the he logged more rounds than anybody in UFC history in this fight. So I think that's the stat. Frankie Edgar was number one. Something like that.
That's a lot to keep up with.
He beat old Barbarina. Put me in the headlock.
Vinny.
He's out of Gastonia, the gas house. Barbarina.
Really?
Yeah. Unless UFC's lying like hell. Well, there's a lot of fights, man. But, yeah, Steven, that fight, I think it's the most exciting fight of his career. I ain't going to disagree with him if he says no because he'll kick me in the face, but still. Plus, it was cool to see all the women on Instagram. Hey, Wonder Boy, do good tonight. Like, man.
Ladies like Steven.
I mean, so sweet.
Must be a lot of moms showing up at the karate school dropping the kids off.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah.
Watch them. Kick each other.
Yeah, there you better.
Start mopping up. Deion's going to Colorado. He films everything. I mean, he filmed the message he gave to his team, his old team, his new team. Mm-hmm. He puts everything on video. It's got to be part of the appeal, I guess. He told his new team in Colorado, he said, enter the portal if you want. Because I'm bringing my own baggage. He said, I'm bringing my own baggage, and it's Louis. So you know it's good.
Yeah.
He's talking about his son among other people. His son's going to play quarterback in Colorado. Right.
He was not talking about the leather.
His son's pretty good. But his son was Jackson State good. We'll see if he's, if he's Pac-12, D1 good.
Hmm. Well, he's going to be better than Colorado probably has been.
I think they won like 2 winning seasons in 10 years.
Yeah, they've been terrible for a long time.
Sucking eggs left and right.
Paige, is it weird to carry a coach bag but sit in first class?
No.
7-1.
We done, man. Wait, he was flying in style. I don't know who his entourage
was. Oh,
was
of course.
With
of course. The way money is thrown around with the jets and stuff, not the New York, but the private jets.
Vinny and the
of just coming and going. Oh, it only costs $30K. It was, good Lord.
Wheels up, baby.
Good Lord. All right. Thank you. Money's, you know, it's nothing to some people. In fact, when we come back, we'll find out how much money Paige spent on sex toys Friday night at her very rare appearance at Adam and Eve.
She makes more than I thought.
Good gracious. I think she lost money appearing there. We'll find out right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, this is P1 Rebel.
P1 Shannon's Pleasures.
This is P1 Pork Chop.
This is P1 Tater Tot.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
P1's Rule on the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.